We have frequently tried to get rid of the building blocks of life. And yet again, they seem to dematerialize, only to rematerialize again. Each time they do, life becomes a two-dimensional, flat screen. We are captured by the building blocks of life, for they are artificial intelligence. We need to, with great clarity and maturity, shed our illusions and romanticized versions of what we think they are. Two of these building blocks are light and love. Yet in one form or another, every single one of the subatomic particles are comprised of components of light or love, simply at a higher frequency. The body and the soul being able to separate is the separation of light and love, the masculine and the feminine, which means that the body is still comprised of building blocks that are more light-based, namely subatomic particles known as matter, and the soul is made up of something that is more frequency-based. And so we are dealing with the illusion and the shadows of the building blocks of life. Shadows are not opposites. My beloved brothers and sisters, remember that. We spoke about that some days ago. They are the result of opposites. The very building blocks are shadow-based and have tainted life from a lower perspective. From a higher perspective, this is simply part of the infinite looking more closely at its own being for the sake of gathering self-appreciation. What is light? What is love? Since it is such a vital component in the great illusion of form made up from the building blocks, whether it is an angelic form or a human form, simply slightly different frequencies, still building blocks. Light and love. We have revered it. In fact, we associate ourselves with it to the point where it is an identity. And what we love, we keep in place. When we love shadows, we keep them in place. When we love illusion, so too it stays. We have caused light and love to keep re-manifesting by signing our letters with love and light, by knowing we are love and light. Our words itself speak of love and light as being holy, as being praiseworthy. Yet now we see that it is nothing more than the illusional components of the subatomic particles, building blocks of the dream. Love is the language of the infinite's soul. It's feminine. Light is the language of the infinite's masculine, which is in its formed creations. Its body, it is the language. Nothing more, nothing less. Language was needed when separation occurred, because from that the illusion of relationship formed. Language of light and love, of electrical and magnetic components, is not needed in oneness. It is time for us to grow beyond the romanticized version of love and light as holy. It is time for us to see it for what it is, that love and light may join together and may cancel one another out. There is no language needed when only one being exists. The infinite does not have parts. It has but oneness. What one part knows, the other does too. For in truth, they do not exist as separateness. There is only one being, and language, namely love and light, is superfluous.